Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Shakey's in South Philly. The tournament is coming up next weekend, starting next weekend. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Shakey's. Find a location near you at ShakeysandPete's.com. As you heard the song, Elliot Shore Parks joins us of the Go Birds podcast. This call-in brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at Robin Ford. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks... Wait, online at RobinFord.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. ESP, how you feeling, brother?
There you go. Good job. You got it out. Nicely done.
Finally. It's been a long week, you know.
Yes,
Well, ESP, we finally got the huge Eagles signing we were waiting for as the Eagles signed long snapper Charlie Hewlett and cut Rick Lovato. Now, that seemed... I just figured Rick Lovato would be one of those guys that is here until the end of his career, so it was surprising to me. But you had mentioned that Hewlett was a guy that you had actually thought of before free agency. So could you explain the thinking behind that, I guess?
Yeah, just to be clear, that was a joke. I didn't know.
Okay.
As a guy I was targeting. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, hold on. We don't do jokes in this state.
Yeah.
I know. Well, hey, if it counts for you inside of the year, he's
on my list. No,
yeah.
No.
But what's most surprising, two things surprising. One, that they did it. And you would think that, you know, coming off a year where Jake Elliott struggled, you wonder if maybe they felt there were issues with the operation there, and that's why they're making a change here. But what's also really surprising is that he's 34 years old. I mean, if you're going to swap Lovato out for maybe someone that, you know, is finishing their rookie deal and has been a really good long snapper and you can get younger at the position, as silly as that sounds for a long snapper, like maybe that's why. But to make a move for a veteran at that position, I think, you know, does speak to they felt Lovato didn't do a good job last year.
Yeah, I mean, Ike had brought that up to us before the show that maybe the Jake Elliott thing is something. We did find out after the season that Jake Elliott was struggling with some kind of injury, and I think I attributed it to that, especially because it seemed like his distance wasn't there, which I don't know that I would attribute to the holder, but also he struggled on short kicks as well and extra points, so maybe that's something there. Do you know anything about Hewlett? Is he... Well, I mean, he's 34 and still in the NFL.
Yeah, he's 34. So. I saw he was a captain in Cleveland, so you know, maybe this will be the third straight long snapper with the personality that they have on the team after Dorenbos and a Lovato. But, yeah, I you know, the operation I think is definitely something. But also with that position and kicker and holder and snapper, like, it does matter to have continuity there. So, you know, we could sit here and say, like, maybe he's a better snapper than Lovato, but they must think he's a considerably better snapper if they're going to mess up, you know, five, or however long it's been of continuity with Jake Elliott. So, yeah, they must really feel like they're getting an upgrade there.
And they signed another huge signing. Eagles signed Adoree Jackson, a cornerback, who in my you know, he was on the Giants for the few years I was there, and my impression was, like, just lower than just a guy. But any thoughts on the Adoree Jackson side? Because I don't think they're signing him to be the starter. He couldn't even start for the Giants last year.
No, I think he's at worst veteran depth for them. He has the size to play inside, and he has a few hundred snaps in his career at slot corner. So I think he could give you versatility there. Obviously, he's played the majority of his career at outside corner. I agree. He's probably at this point just a guy, but the one thing I do like about him is, A, the veteran experience. They do have a very young secondary. So, you know, while I do think going young in free agency is the way to do it, you can't sign everyone that's 26. So with Quinn Young, Cooper, Reed Blankenship, I mean, Adoree Jackson's played more games than all of them combined. So I think he adds a good veteran experience. And I think he can push Kelee Ringo. He actually had a decent year last year on a prove-it deal. So maybe on another prove-it deal, you'll get another good year out of him. But yeah, I think he's veteran depth at worst and at best competition in case Kelee doesn't live up to expectations.
If he had a good year on a prove-it deal, he wouldn't be signing another prove-it deal, would he?
Well, he had good enough deal to get another prove-it deal.
Okay.
That's why, yeah. I just mean he was better last year than he was in his previous 3 years with the Giants.
Yeah, I think it's a good signing just for depth, the versatility. I think low expectations, but who knows, injuries happen. You know, you could be in a pinch. You'd rather have somebody who's experienced, who's seen a whole lot, who isn't going to, turtle up in the moment. And you probably didn't pay a whole lot to get him here. So,
yeah. You know. I also think it raises the floor for the position. Like,
yeah.
we can all be excited about Kelee and think he has potential and all that, but I mean, he's never played a full NFL game as a starter, let alone a full season. I don't even know if he started and finished a full game in his career at this point. So at the very least, Adoree Jackson is a competent, like, well aware of how to play cornerback in the NFL player.
Yeah.
So, Elliot, Jordan Schultz reported today, and one thing that you had said and another thing that really not that surprising, that both Dallas Goedert and Bryce Huff are available for trade. I just can't get through my head anyone trading anything for those two guys. I think, you know, Dallas Goedert, they've made it obvious that he's probably not going to be here. So I think, why would somebody trade something when they can probably sign him? And his number is higher than I guess he would go for on the open market. And who the hell is trading for Bryce Huff? Do you think that there's a team out there that would trade for Bryce Huff?
Yeah, so I actually think you have that reversed. I think Bryce Huff probably has more trade value than Dallas Goedert does. And the reason for that is, I think the Eagles could very well cut Dallas Goedert if they don't get what they want. I think there's a world where they do that. The cap ramifications for cutting Bryce Huff make it impossible to cut him until at least June, I will say that. So I think a lot of times when there's players around the league that are available for a trade, the team has to ask themselves, can I just get this guy for free? Like, yeah, the Eagles are trying to trade him, but we think they're going to cut him in a week, so why trade anything for him? I think Bryce Huff is 1 year removed from being one of the top free agents in football, right? He was signed on the first day. And while we all saw Bryce Huff, you know, not play well here, coaches around the league will look at Bryce Huff and go, a year ago, I was ready to give him $30 million. 1 year of barely playing in Philadelphia is probably not going to alter my opinion of him too much. And if the Eagles aren't going to cut him, I might have to give something up to get him. Now, I don't think that's going to be like a third-round pick or anything like that. But if you get a sixth-round pick or you get a player that maybe they're not thrilled with but you like more, I could picture something like that happening. And in terms of trading him, the cap ramifications are actually not as bad as I thought. If they trade Bryce Huff today, they lose $5 million in cap space, which is not ideal, but it certainly is not prohibitive, in my opinion. So I think Bryce Huff probably has a little more value than Goedert does.
Oh, I would agree with you there. I just don't think anybody's trading for either of them, but I could
concede. I think someone could trade for Bryce Huff, though.
Okay, that's fair.
I'd trade for Dallas Goedert before I would Bryce Huff.
I mean, I think Goddard's a better player, but I mean, Bryce Huff was, again, 1 year removed from being the top free agent edge rusher in the class. And he, I mean,
from
Bryce Huff,
from a money standpoint,
has been the shortest person in the circus.
Still the tallest person or whatever.
You know
right?
What I was like, trying to
yeah,
say,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was trying to avoid saying.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, you don't want to have two of those.
Super two.
Yeah. You didn't hear the other one at home.
I just think a team could potentially give up a six-round pick or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Elliot. So, you know, I'm just going to be honest here, Elliot. This entire week for the Eagles, for me, and this isn't me ranting and raving and pounding the table and talking about the Super Bowl. It's just weird. It's just weird to me that they would lose so many quality players, and the only players they're signing are bargain bin, maybe this will work out. You know, the A.J. Dillon, he didn't play last year. Uche, didn't play, that was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl, didn't produce last year. Like, a bunch of players who are consistently getting worse, basically, throughout their careers, and literally not even one-year, $9 million, oh, that guy was good last year sort of thing. I'm just confused. I can't figure out what the hell is going on.
So it is a little uncharacteristic. Maybe that's why you feel confused, because Howie is a big move GM. It feels like even in years where they're not really active, like after 2021, they only signed two free agents in the first 7 days, but one of them was Hassan Reddick, who got a big deal. So the fact he hasn't handed out big money is uncharacteristic for Howie. But, you know, I think that, A, they clearly came into free agency expecting to lose guys and to get comp picks. And if you are somewhat building around comp picks, or at least that's a strategy of yours, you don't want to hand out a big contract. And I think that, you know, with where they're at from a roster perspective, they are in a space where they feel they can take chances on these guys. So I do agree it's been uncharacteristic Howie Roseman offseason so far. I still think before week one, they will make some type of move that we'll all instantly know that's a big trade or a big signing or whatever. But yeah, definitely a quiet week so far for sure.
Did you say before week one?
Yeah, before week one. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be a while.
After training camp. Yeah.
Yeah. I know when week one is. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You mentioned, and forgive me, maybe it was on the morning show or something. I just saw a quote from you online about this being a reset year for the Eagles. What are they resetting for? Like, so if your point was they can always make moves under the cap, and they do have, it's not like they have no space under the cap. Like, what is the reset? They didn't have an old team. They have a team that just won the Super Bowl. They didn't spend a crazy amount of money last year. They didn't trade a crazy amount of draft picks to get there like the Rams did, like where everybody knew what was going to happen with the Rams. What is the reset? And then when does this start again for them, if that question makes any sense to you?
Yeah, it was better than some of the questions to Jake Rosenberg yesterday. So
yeah.
That's
wait, questions?
I'm kidding.
Wow.
Well, I'm not going to get the belt, so I might as well just.
Well, you might.
But
you never know.
I might. You never. I'll be tuned in to listen. Don't worry.
Okay.
No, but I do think the reset for me, how I view it at least, and I think how they view it too, is about getting young players out on the field and seeing if they can play next year. It's about playing Trotter Jr. instead of re-signing Oren Burks. It's letting the competition with Keeley play out instead of figuring out a way to bring Slay back. So they are going to contend for a Super Bowl. They're just, you know, when you have arguably the best head coach quarterback duo in the NFL, like, you're always going to be competing. So it's not about like resetting in terms of taking a step back. I think it's about, it's certain positions, like seeing what you have there so that you know moving forward what you have in terms of, is Trotter going to be able to play? Is Keeley a starting corner? Is Sidney Brown a safety? Like, those type of things.
It's just a weird thing to do the year after winning a Super Bowl when those things are there.
But I think it's a smart thing to do.
Is it?
But what happens next year? What happens next year after the year? Let's say it's a reset year. They're just going to be paying their own guys. Like, it's not like a bunch of money's freeing up after next year. It's going to Jalen Carter. It's going to a Jalen extension. It's going to a Nolan Smith extension. Like, that's my question about the reset year.
Right. So the reason I think it's a smart thing to do is because if you look after 2017 when they won the Super Bowl, they went out and they signed a lot of old free agents. They signed Haloti Ngata. They brought in Michael Bennett. They signed Mike Wallace. Like, they brought Darren Sproles back. They brought Jason Peters back. And they got old quickly, right? So I think to what you're saying about why do it after you win a Super Bowl, I think after you win a Super Bowl, the temptation is, okay, let's get right back there and win it. And again, I think they have the ability to do that just because of the talent they have on their roster. But I like the strategy of saying, let's not just like become one of the oldest teams in the league again like they did quickly after that. Let's give young guys a chance to play, because it also worked out for them last year when they were kind of forced to do that in season, when Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, you know, and other young guys got a chance to get out there and play.
Huh. I feel like I'm not quite as mad about it today.
Well, because I think you're finally starting to see everything that Elliot and I have been seeing and saying all week long.
Yeah, I'm mad about it. I'm mad about it.
We tried to explain the recharge. You know?
No, I think everything's going well with the house, and you're very settled.
Well, you certainly are.
We're under contract.
Relieved.
I mean, yes, that's the point.
I do think they're having a good offseason. Like, I don't think this is
amazing. Yeah, it's been incredible.
It is. I do think it.
No, it's amazing.
What have they done? They haven't done anything.
Well, I think they've made smart decisions, and that equals up to a good offseason. Would you have paid Milton Williams $26 million a year?
They haven't done anything, Elliot.
They haven't done anything.
Yeah, they have done things. They've made decisions on what to do. They decided not to sign Josh Sweat. They decided not to sign Milton Williams to contracts
I think are overpaid. Do you think Kelee Ringo will be a better cornerback next year than Darius Slay?
I don't know. I think there's a chance, though. I mean, cornerbacks do drop off quickly. Darius Slay, I would have re-signed Isaiah Rodgers. I think that's one mistake they did make. I would have re-signed him. But, I mean, I think what's built into this week of disappointment is the idea that, like, they should have decided to bring these guys back. I think it was smart decisions not to hand out contracts to these big guys. I think it was smart not to bring Oren Burks back when you could have Trotter Jr. out there. Like, you can say they've lost guys, but what move would you have made
My point is last year both Oren Burks and Trotter Jr. were on the team. So, like, why can't Oren Burks and Trotter Jr. be on the team?
But I think you can acknowledge that, like, you can have a good week of decisions when you decide not to hand out contracts to players that are not worth those contracts. Like, they could have easily sat there and gone, you know what, we can't lose Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. Like, okay, we'll match Josh Sweat. But they didn't. And I think it was smart decisions not to overpay for those players. So that's why I think now that we've seen a full week of it, like, I think it's been a good week for the team.
Okay.
Yeah, when you look at the free agent signings, Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, from a defensive standpoint, were the two highest defenders that got paid this offseason.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But where I go from that is, okay, that means they were the two best defensive players on the free agent market mm-hmm. that just walked away from our Super Bowl team.
Right.
So I hear what you're saying. I understand both sides. I'm not trying to, like, debate it. But what goes through my head is, yes, they were the two highest paid defensive players on the market that were on our team last year that the New England Patriots thought was good enough to sign and the Arizona Cardinals and Jonathan Gannon, who you were a defender of, Elliot.
More of an offender, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
we'll go correct. But
So a good defensive mind there and an organization has typically made good decisions in New England, they both thought those two players were good enough. No. So that's where I go back and forth on it.
And I totally understand that. But we can't forget about Zach Bond.
Yep.
That was going to cost you a lot of money.
Yep.
So the Eagles couldn't keep those guys and keep Zach Bond, right? So you got to move on from somebody.
Well, I think the other thing is Bond cost more than I think all of us thought Bond was going to cost on a per-year basis.
Sure.
But I also know that had they re-signed Sweat, I think Milton Williams more, whatever. Had they re-signed Sweat, I think we're talking about, listen, with the Eagles, do they invest in their own guys?
Let me tell you, had they re-signed Sweat and let Bond go out, we wouldn't
No. I'm talking about they did both. Yeah,
I don't think they could.
Well, Jake Rosenberg yesterday told me that they can afford anyone under the cap.
I noticed he said that, by the way.
Well, here's the thing. They're also keeping an eye on next year, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, there has to be a reason why they wouldn't sign those players unless they feel like they aren't as good.
Well, also, the other thing that Jake said, and Elliot, we'll get your opinion on Jake Rosenberg's call, former cap guru, to the WIP afternoon show yesterday. The other thing he said at the beginning was, you get a budget from your ownership. And I'm not, this isn't me, like, Jeffrey Lurie has been a huge spender for the Eagles, mm-hmm. a great owner. I'm not insulting him. But at a certain point, let's forget about the cap, and this is something you said, Elliot, where they have a budget. Like, there is a limit to how much money they can spend. And are they a better team with Josh Sweat than not Josh Sweat? I think that's undoubtedly yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
to a certain extent, and this is the first thing that Jake said yesterday, you're given a budget, and you have to back into it. And forget about the cap for a second. They have so much money they can spend. And they have to prioritize who they're going to spend money on. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, forget about the cap. Like, And this is harder for us to figure because we don't know what their budget is. We can just look at the cash they spend. When you're spending as much as they are on offense, you have to not spend somewhere else to fit into your budget. And that's what they're thinking about to an extent as well. Elliot,
I was going to say last thing is I also just wonder if they just thought those players weren't worth what they were paid. You know, like maybe just internally.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Sure. And maybe if they weren't paying Bryce Huff $17 million a year, they could have kept.
You have to include that into the equation.
It has to be. It has to be. So, Elliot, we did have Jake Rosenberg on, who used to be the Eagles' VP of football administration, essentially their cap guy. What did you, after listening to him for 20 minutes, like, seriously, and you're a smart guy, but your brain must have been a little scrambled, too. Do you feel more or less confident in your ability to be a general manager after hearing what he had to say yesterday?
It's a good question because there were times during that call where I felt I was learning as opposed to knowing what he was talking about. I thought it was interesting when he talked about how all signing bonuses, like I knew that, you know, sometimes some teams won't pay them all out, but I didn't know that was negotiable. So that was interesting. But I think ultimately I left it feeling as confident as I did before the call because I think what he said is what I've been trying to tell you, is that the cap can always be manipulated. He said that, I think, a few times throughout the call.
But how would you manipulate it? That's my question.
Well, first of all, I talked about the void years, right? That's something that
No. I brought void years up to you.
No, but I have talked about void years on this station for a long time.
Okay, general manager, what's the most number of void years you can add to an NFL contract?
I believe he said 5 yesterday.
No, I'm asking you, general manager.
See, but here's what also you're missing. I have said when discussing this, I would hire people and have people around.
You're a delegator. Yeah, you're
right.
A delegator.
Like, again, being a good general manager, yes, it's about knowing the rules, but it's also knowing about what positions to value, like how to structure contracts, right? Yeah. And one thing I did disagree with him about was when you asked him, is the biggest advantage that the Eagles have is that Jeffrey Lurie cuts big checks? And he said, no, it's that they structure the money. They're able to structure things, and it's how, like, innovative they are. Yes, that's true, but you can't be as innovative if you don't have a big check to be innovative with. So
that was Jake giving himself a little bit of credit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when I've said I think the fact Jeffrey Lurie cuts big checks is a big deal for the Eagles, like, I still feel confident in that. But no question, he came across really smart. I'd consider him for my staff if I was GM.
I think one of the issues that he's not on the staff is because he's not GM. So I don't know that he's going to come work under you.
I'd give him a good title.
Okay.
I mean, you're a former boss. You know how to manage personalities. So I would ask you to do it.
Maybe you'd hire me. Would you hire me?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Leaders eat last.
Certainly not for basketball.
Leaders eat last. Get out of here. All right. Elliot, great work this week, Elliot. We'll see if you get the belt in about an hour. Elliot Shore Parks, you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Go Birds Daily in your feed every single morning when you wake up. Great work this week, Elliot. Thanks, buddy.
He's out.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Buzz just cut him.
Felt like he cut himself.
Maybe he cut himself. Well, great work from Elliot this week. Elliot almost had me, and then at the end, he swoops back in. He convinced me on something, and then he swoops back in, and he's Elliot again.
Yeah.
I'd say he's more confident than ever that he could be an NFL GM.
And it's been a great offseason.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one.
Well, that's the worm.
That is offseat. Would you have given Milton Williams that money?
Yeah.
Josh Uche has great measurables.
Josh Uche, by the way, $750,000 guaranteed.
Yeah.
4 void years on that deal.
Yes. So it's like, what, $150,000 or $175,000 a year on the cap?
What are we doing?
Yeah. It's like it's 1997. That's like it really is like a contract from the late 90s.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, 215-592-9494. We'll take your calls on Eagles free agency. Also want to get back into the Phillies as well. If you're not excited for opening day, why is it? Why are you not pumped about this Phillies season? And coming up next, it's not football season anymore, but Tornado Shapiro does not rest.
Yeah.
We will get Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events like Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. Always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, we're at Chickies in South Philly. You know, the tournament is coming. You can watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeets.com. Weather has been nice, no football, but we still bring you every Friday at 3:30, Tornado Shapiro, unfortunately. Hello, Tornado.
Hey, Tornado Shapiro getting folks set for the weekend. We got Philly folks in Philly and Philly folks in Clearwater, Florida getting ready for baseball. I just heard it. Play ball! Hit that music, son.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
I know you're asking if people are fired up. I'm ready for the Phils. First pitch tonight, 6:35. It'll be 80 degrees and sunny at George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa.
Wow.
Big George. You know, the boss was very much like myself, a hands-on kind of guy. Tactile fella. Poor George is probably rolling over in his grave right now that the Yankees rescinded their facial hair rule. You know, George liked it clean-shaven all the way, up and down, front and back, no scruff.
Oh, no.
No landing strips, no carpet at all, Ike. Shiny and clean like linoleum. You like a linoleum floor, don't you?
I do.
You know, George wouldn't even allow any bush in Yankee Stadium at Monument Park. That's the truth. There's barely any trim at all in there. Imagine that, Ruth Gehrig, even Mickey Mantle. No trim for you!
Okay.
When I was at the WWFMU 91.1 FM Jersey City, we did Yankee forecasts all the time. My motto was, if there's grass on the infield, play ball.
Okay.
Turns out George was ahead of his time. You know, the 1970s, it was untamed bushes were running wild.
No. Yes. On the field.
George never trusted a man with too much hair. George liked to see the pure pink of a man's face. Len Merkin's ruined all that.
Okay, all right. We know what a Merkin is.
Kendrick Merkins was a Yankee reliever in the mid-70s. Right. He had a big, bushy beard, thick and nasty. It was like Ridley Creek State Park in there. Then Catfish Hunter discovered it wasn't a real beard.
Okay.
So So tonight, a beautiful night for baseball. Wind out of the south, 10 mile an hour, but fragrant. You know, that was the same year the Yankees had a player by the name of Bearded Bobby Beaver. George insisted he shave immediately. It was a different time, a different game. You know what they called Ty Cobb's girlfriend?
Nope.
The Georgia Peach Fuzz.
Nope.
Of course, Cobb was famous for charging the mound. Wouldn't you like to? You know, I was with George the night he saved the state of Florida. We drove up to the Herbert Hoover Dyke. It was me, Ike, Jorge Posada, El Duque, and Melitha Etheridge.
Okay.
We're all up at the dike.
All right, okay. No.
We looked out the window, and Spike Eskin is doing push-ups on the side of the road. That's a 50.
That's right, five of them.
All of a sudden, the dike springs a leak. The old man put his finger in the leaking
dike. All right, okay. That's enough of that one.
As the legend goes, you know the rest of it.
Yeah.
But I love spring training. Yeah. You know, I worked at Tampa, WWWTNA, with Flossie Fun Bags, Healthy Gal. I'm pretty sure they named the Grapefruit League after her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Same station had a traffic girl by the name of Donna Diamond. You know, Donna loved baseball. She was an expert at choking up on the bat and tickling the rosin bag. Yeah. You ever wonder how Chuck Knobloch got his name?
I did not. I have not ever wondered that. Can you please give us the forecast?
It's going to be a nice weekend in Philly. Saturday and Sunday, sunny with clouds. Could get some rain later, but maybe nothing at all. I give it a 50-50 shot at the pre-sip. In other words, pack a slicker, don't take a chance, save your family. Mother Nature may just sprinkle the infield a little bit, but it'll never hurt you. Stay safe, friends. Outgoing music, please. You've had enough time.
Yeah. There is no outro music.
Wow.
Yeah, that was – he gets a little –
That was a rough one.
Gets a little further, closer to the edge every single time.
Every single time.
Makes me very nervous.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you still believe in the Phillies as World Series contenders? 59.3% say yes. 215-592-9494. Nick in Princeton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
I was about to say, I really love your show, but that might have been the worst thing I've ever heard on the radio.
Well, I disagree.
But, hey, anyway, I am very excited about the Phillies. You know, at the start of the offseason, I really was not, especially with how everybody was talking end of the year, saying that they don't chase, especially what Dombrowski said the other week, saying that, you know,
that's baseball.
One of the best with regards to chase, middle of the pack, something like that.
Oh, yeah. And, he brought that up after the playoffs as well.
Like, multiple times he brought it up.
You know, that is – hang on a second, Nick. Like, he's got a little bit of Kapler to him, a little bit of well, actually, you know, like a little bit of let me tell you what it's really going on. Now, he's a smart guy, and it's impossible to do interviews and not say that the things that you know. And I'm sure there is something to the chasing that is a little bit more perception than reality. But come on, man.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Go
Read
ahead.
The room.
Yeah.
Read the room.
Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with everything you're saying. The thing that sealed it for me was just the next series. The Mets, I think, walked more runners than any other postseason series in history. So if the Phillies just were able to lay off, you know, maybe we could have had a chance in that series. But anyway, nonetheless, now I am very excited, especially with this new lineup. I'm excited to see what the offense looks like with Schwarber behind Harper, two behind Harper, just because I feel like Harper's never had any real protection behind him.
And, yeah, lastly, I mean, Harper at two is pretty awesome. You know, if those guys produce behind him, I think getting him more at-bats, but also, to your point, getting him that protection. To a certain extent, the lineup stuff is a little bit of doesn't matter that much, but I think this at least makes sense.
Well, and him getting towards the top of the lineup just matters more.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, if nothing else, him moving up and getting him more at-bats, I think, matters, yes.
And, you know, I thought Schwarber was a great leadoff hitter, but I think it's going to be better if Harper has more chances to drive in runs. And, you know, lastly, I think the most important thing for the offense is that Trey Turner needs to get on base. You know, we're all really excited to have him here. A couple years ago, he needs to stop swinging for the fences. If he gets on base in front of Harper, Boehm, and Schwarber, we're going to score some runs. So,
hi, Nick. Why don't you give it for next question today? Why don't you give us your go-to Brit?
So I'm going to go with James Bond, Daniel Craig.
Oh, Daniel Craig's a good Brit. That's a good Brit. Yeah,
I think he's like my generation's Craig. Bond.
I think he's
done a good job. What was the there's one that I really, really liked. They turned into the video game.
He's the only one I didn't really get into.
Oh, really? You didn't like Bond. Daniel Craig?
Timothy Dalton is the worst one.
He is the worst one, by far, yes. I think everyone agrees that Timothy Dalton was the worst one. Yeah. Jack, do you think... Then we'll get to High Hope Shacky Baseball Report. Uh-huh. How much do you think the lineup stuff actually matters?
Well, it matters. Having your best players at the top, I think, legitimately matters. I think there's three things that matter. One, getting your best players more at bats. Bryce, that's the case for Bryce batting leadoff, is more impact at bats and gets more at bats. I think getting Bryce legitimate protection behind him actually does matter, because I do think that's the thing that sunk him in 2022 and 2023. Last year, not so much. Like, I think the whole offense kind of sucked last year. But what happened in 23 is that they just started pitching around him, and he got one pitch to swing at every single at bat, because they didn't believe that Boehm could beat him, and they didn't believe that Castellanos could beat him. So they let Harper basically take his base. So I think it matters from that standpoint of having some protection for Bryce. And the final thing is I do think that it does give you a chance of getting a better version of Trey Turner. Like, I think he's going to see more pitches. And he said with us that it's probably going to lead him to not swing at as many first pitches.
Yep.
Which is important.
Yeah, you know, I think it's good for him.
I know he has two hits this spring, but he has seen more pitches. So I think it could be a good thing from that standpoint.
See, the thing for me, I would wonder is, how's this going to impact Schwarber at four? Like the other three guys, I'm okay with, right? I see that there, but I wonder, with Schwarber being in that four hole, is he really comfortable being there? Right? Does he really enjoy hitting there?
Well, and he doesn't get the protection that he got before.
And he's going to get probably Castellanos behind him, right? And then you go start JT.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm just sticking with your left-righty thing. Uh-huh. Yep. Even I could put a lineup together if I'm just going lefty-righty.
There it is.
Right?
There it is.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But Schwarber would be the one that I would be keeping my eye on, because that's really why they went back to him hitting leadoff, because when he was in the four hole, he was not hitting.
Well, but they also weren't playing very well. And
I know, but I don't think he wanted to ever get out of the leadoff spot.
Maybe.
That year.
The other
Didn't
thing.
Did he call Trey when he signed? To
talk about the leadoff?
Yeah.
Trey led off that year, 15 games.
Yeah
15 whole
now,
games.
Now, they were talking about this in the morning show. Do you think that they're going to give it a long leash, or is it going to be a short leash?
That's what I'm talking about. And that's going to depend on, if Schwarber is hitting well there and driving in runs, I don't see why you change the lineup. You may as well stick with it.
You have to.
Right?
I think Schwarber is the key. I think if Schwarber can produce.
The football guy tell you.
Yeah, if Schwarber can produce at four, I think they'll give Trey a longer leash. The other thing it does, as good as the home runs to start the games are, I think on some level it probably prevents the team from getting into a rhythm, in that your leadoff guy, first of all, isn't a first to third guy on a single. He's not a second to home guy on a single.
He was a little spry last year.
You know what I mean, though. I mean, I do think on some level it forces everyone else to be the kind of hitter that we want them to be if there's a guy on base.
You think there could be an emotional letdown after the leadoff home run? You know?
Well, I think it's possible.
It happened in the Mets game.
Yeah.
Game one.
It did.
Yeah, because, like, listen, they're fourth in baseball in first inning runs last year. Like, there wasn't a problem scoring in the first inning.
No.
Right.
And
right.
I just think that a lineup change, listen, you tried for a couple years. I know it was unorthodox. But it was, if you're not going to change the players, you're not going to change the manager, you got to change something. So
Right.
It's coming up small.
I'm good with the lineup change.
I do wonder how long they give it. They were making it seem like, and this is the morning show, like they're only going to give it 2 weeks because the division is so tough. I think this is a June.
Yeah, if you're only going to do it 2 weeks, what's the point of doing it?
What's the point? There's a 0%. There's no point.
Yep.
You got to be fair to the guy up there to let him get used to seeing. Like, you got to give Trey an opportunity to work his way through this.
Let's dig a little deeper on the Phils.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So, quick news and notes. And we're always on Bryce Harper first base watch. Will he stay there? More comments to Todd Zalecki.
Really?
Talking about...
From Bryce?
From Bryce.
I know what this is. Okay, go ahead.
Is this laying the groundwork? Could be laying the groundwork for this offseason. So here's what Bryce said. I don't want to sit here and say they can never come to me. They've told me multiple times, you're our first baseman. They've told you guys multiple times. But if they were to come to me and say, hey, we're going to get this guy at the deadline, or the best thing for us is for you to move out there for a half year or a year, I would do it. Obviously, I love playing first base. It's been great. I think I have the trust in my teammates to play there too. But obviously, if there's a guy in the market that they want to go get at the deadline and I'm the easiest one to move back, I'm in. The main goal is to win the World Series. Now, that's a little different than signing Vlad Guerrero to a
5-year or an eight-year
deal.
Right.
And he's back in right field permanently.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Hmm. Half year, maybe a little different.
Well, it has to. I think that they should extend Schwarber, but the Vlad Guerrero thing has to go into the calculus of that. Because even if you put Guerrero at first, you feel like eventually he's going to be
a DH.
Yeah, yeah. So if you don't re-sign Schwarber, then it gives you the option of signing Vlad and putting him at DH and not worrying about moving Bryce. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think Bryce wants to be in the outfield for 4 more years.
No, and he talked more about how, like, you know, like being in the dirt, like being in the infield. He wants to win a Gold Glove as a first yeah. baseman.
Should have won one last year.
Yeah. Well, why don't you win something else first?
Well, hold on. We're stacking resumes.
Yeah,
here. Okay. Stacking resumes.
You're in the Hall of Fame. Relax.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. You know, they could get Vlad Guerrero with the deadline too. You know,
right?
And that's a half year, and yeah. that's their go for it all in move.
Yeah, but does he re-sign?
Yeah, that's the.
I think they make the. You have to make the trade knowing that there's a real possibility he doesn't.
No, would you do it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends what it costs.
Player.
Yeah.
What do you expect the cost to be? Pretty high, right?
No, he's a rental, so that would help.
Okay.
That would help.
Yeah, I don't think the cost for Soto was not exorbitant, and they got a whole season out of him with the Yankees.
They did give up Michael King, who turned out to be one of the best pitchers in the NL. Either way, it's just I'm Painter and Miller.
Right. That's what you know. That's what I'm getting at. I'm wondering, like, okay,
we're still there. We're still in that mode. We're still in that mode. Crawford, you almost hit a ball out earlier today. We'll send him to.
I just
Toronto.
Saw Miller make a play at third base.
Yeah. Listen, he's like a cat out there.
Looks pretty nice.
So I know I do a top 5 at 5, Spike, but
you do.
Everyone talks about it.
Yep.
Doing like a little 5 at 3:45.
A mini top 5.
Yeah, the five fills I'm the most in on this year.
Okay.
Number 1 is Chris Sanchez.
Yep. That's
why
fair.
Why don't you ever start with 5?
I don't know. This is no particular order.
Okay, so it's just 5 guys.
Yeah, just 5 guys. Okay. Just 5 guys. Yeah, I'm not one to separate. Chris Sanchez looks unbelievable. Up to 98 again the other day. Cy Young odds down to 2,500. I wouldn't be surprised if he leads the team in starters in ERA this year.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, that's quite a call. Yeah, well, I love Sanchez.
Next guy I'm in on, I think he's going to have a great year, is Ike's boy Aaron Nola.
Noles!
And it's only because of one thing.
What?
T-Mac talked about the other day that he talked to Noles, and Nola wants to work on fastballs down and away. And that's something that me in L.A.
L.A., that's an L.A. thing.
L.A.
L.A.'s like, I don't know what they teach these guys.
I know.
Just throw a fastball, low and away. They can't do anything with it.
Pressure's off Noles. He's like the, yeah, 3-4 now.
Two.
I think we're getting a nice
number two.
A 3.2 ERA kind of year. Aaron Nola.
Oh, wow.
3.2 to 3.4.
Yeah. Okay.
Next guy I'm in on is Bryson Stott. He's had a great
Stotty?
Spring.
Into.
Spike is a Stott head.
I am a Stott head. Like, I'm a Stott head and a Sanchez head.
Yeah. Yep. Both of those guys. You see it. You got a good eye.
Yeah.
But he's had a great spring. And last year, I mean, maybe that arm injury really did derail his year. And he hit a ball 100. He hit a ball yesterday 2 miles an hour harder than he has in his entire career. So I think that's interesting. And obviously the defense is the defense. Jose Alvarado, next guy, up to 101 already. He's throwing a curveball now, which he added another pitch. Makes, I think, him even harder to square up. And they need him because now that Strom's down for at least opening day, it seems like, and probably the 10 to 15 days after, they need Alvarado. And the final guy And I think we're gonna like this guy. I think he's gonna end the year as a top five offensive player for this team.
Oh, Kepler
is Max Kepler.
Wow, everybody's in on Kepler. I can feel it happening.
Yeah,
I can feel the Kepler stuff. Well,
works a good at bat.
Has to be better than the. It is a Whit Merrifield type signing. I'm not saying he is Merrifield. I'm saying that they're signing a guy who was good a couple of years ago, and they're hoping that he has it in him somewhere.
Yeah. You know? Now, I think Merrifield is more cooked, and they were signing Merrifield to just be like a.
Utility
a bench
guy.
Piece.
Yep.
Kepler's their starting left fielder.
Yep, that's for sure. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. Hi, Ken. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. Hi, Ken.
Oh,
you know who I put that on?
I spoke to him 5 minutes ago.
That's
too long. Will in North Wales, you're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Hey, Fritz, Ike, and Spike, how you guys doing?
Good order.
Wrong order.
The right order.
Yeah.
My mom says.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. I just want to know, before I get to my point, I just want to let you know, I just got done work, and usually, you know, I listen to you during the week, but usually on Fridays, I'm a big music guy on the ride home, you know, get the energy going for the weekend. And I just want to let you know, I'm back to you guys on Fridays.
So yeah!
You guys have great energy on Fridays.
I love it.
You know that.
I love it. Thank you, Will.
You guys really grow my excitement for the weekend.
So. Freestyle.
There we go.
We thrive on Fridays.
Did you catch the Blue Chew read?
Yeah.
I was just trying to get a pause out of you. So.
Yeah.
I knew that's where we were headed. I knew it.
Yeah.
I think Tornado Shapiro got enough, I think, for that. But I just want to say, do you guys think it's a good idea to maybe trade up for Tyler Warren and maybe like Bo Goddard?
Well, if you can.
Yeah, where is
Tyler Warren?
Is he the guy that
tight end from Penn State?
Is he the guy that what's his name keeps bringing up? Which is okay, Herb. Andrew, bring him up or
probably.
Herb?
Well, yeah. Herb's a tight ends man. He wants four tight ends in the roster next year.
Where does a guy like that go in the draft?
Well, he's probably going to go top 15 at the latest.
Top 15, yeah.
He's going like 16, I think I've seen in a.
Well, I mean, that's going to cost you.
It's like Brock Bowers.
I mean, that costs you 32 and a two. Does it cost you another one?
Feels like that.
Yeah, that's a pretty big jump, you know?
Yeah, we're not doing that for any offensive player. We can barely get the ball to our offensive guys now.
Yeah, can you imagine A.J. Brown's meltdown when they trade for a tight end that you want to throw to?
I was just thinking a little longer term. If you lose, you're going to have to lose Smith or Brown at some point, I think. Maybe not, but then you have at least a stud tight end. I don't know.
I agree with you. I don't know that this year is going to be a true judgment of whether you can spend that sort of money on wide receivers. Because there's just no way you can run the ball 60% of the time and spend $30 million a year on two wide receivers and say that you can't pay anybody on your defense, like aside from two guys. You know, like you're going to have to score a bunch of points and you're going to have to throw the ball. Both of those players are excellent. A.J. Brown is an unbelievable player. Devontae Smith is a great player. But the only way, I agree with you, you can't have all the money on the offense and be the seventh best offensive team in football.
Also, if I'm trading up for a guy, I think I'd rather trade up for an edge or a safety. It's just not a priority. He's a great player. It just doesn't feel like a priority.
Yep.
Hey, Will, give us your go-to Brit.
I don't know if he was said already, but Michael Kane.
That's why we're doing it.
Come on.
But that's on me.
That's
on me. It's his birthday. Okay. He's 92.
A different British guy. Who am I going with? Oh, Idris Elba.
Can we get a third one? I guarantee you won't get the third one.
Yeah, you think he's going to go Cornwall?
Dude, Cornwallis. General Cornwallis.
Cornwallis, yeah.
Yeah, please. Respect our history.
Sorry. 215-592-9494. Your Friday afternoon show. Are you psyched for the Phillies? And the answer, it seems like a lot of people are not. And I guess I can't figure out if it's the Eagles thing or if it is you don't actually believe in the Phillies. And if you don't actually believe in the Phillies, I think you're wrong. If you are pumped, love to hear from you as well. And coming up next, you know, would love to hear Mike Mayock's sort of view on this Eagles offseason. Because I think a lot of people are talking themselves into it. Mm-hmm. I get I get talking yourself into it, but Mayock has always called it down the middle. Yeah. So Mike Mayock will join us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.